begin this practice, find a relaxed, comfortable position and close your eyes. Become aware of your body, perhaps noticing its weight, the way it's making contact with where you're sitting. And notice how you're feeling right now, allowing whatever is here to be here. Making room for yourself as you are. Now bring someone to mind who makes you feel happy when you think about him or her. You know, babies and pets often evoke this feeling, but you might also think of a really good friend, a teacher, a benefactor, even someone about whom you've read for whom you have friendly, well-wishing feelings. And notice what it feels like in your body when you imagine this person or pet in front of you. Take the time to really sense them in front of you in your mind's eye. You might feel a sensation in your heart, perhaps some warmth. You may notice some relaxation. You might feel expanded, and you may even find yourself smiling. And this is the feeling of loving kindness. Now, envisioning this person or being before you, silently send the following phrases from your heart to them, feeling what it's like to say them to the recipient and sensing what the impact is on him or her. Have a sense that you're touching them with loving kindness. So here are the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And take the time to send the feeling behind each phrase. Now, some people find it easier to send the words, but you might also find yourself sending images, colors, or just the feelings themselves. So see what works for you. And notice what you feel in your body as you send each phrase. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. So continue sending the phrases. And if your mind wanders at any point, just come back to the phrases as an anchor. Bring your attention back to sending the phrases. And you may find that some phrases are easy to send and some are hard. Or maybe sometimes, some days, all of them are hard. You're just not really feeling it. But that's okay. Just stick with this practice nonetheless, as it really shows you where your heart may be a little closed and you're planting seeds that will sprout later. As with mindfulness meditation, you want to be in relationship to what is, as it is. So if your heart feels closed, just notice that as kindly and gently as you can. Now you can continue with this person, or you can do the next thing I'm going to suggest, which is imagine that the loved one starts sending loving kindness back to you. So they're saying to you, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. So see what that's like to be on the receiving end from this person sending you loving kindness. So now you've had a little warm up with receiving some loving kindness. Let's see what it's like if you send loving kindness to yourself. You can either envision yourself in front of you in your mind's eye, or you might just send the phrases to yourself just where you're sitting, where your body is sitting. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. You can continue sending these phrases to yourself, and you may feel a variety of things. You may be very touched, joyful, you could be uncomfortable, you could feel angry or unloving. You may feel full of grief. You can also feel full of gratitude, or it might feel really mechanical, like you're just faking it, or any other number of feelings, and just everything's allowed, you know. People often find it harder to send loving kindness to themselves, and that's okay. And we're noticing what is, we're tilling the ground a little bit, and we're planting seeds. And as you do this practice, you may find some phrases spontaneously arise for you that you'd like to use. For example, may I accept myself exactly as I am? Or may I have meaningful work? Or may you feel loved and supported? Or may you feel free from stress and anxiety? So feel free to incorporate any spontaneous phrases that arise for you when you're doing loving kindness practice. And if at any point you're having a hard time sending loving kindness to yourself or someone else, you can send the following phrase to yourself. For whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. For whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. So now let's send loving kindness to a neutral person. Someone for whom you have no real emotional connection or charge. And this could be someone who lives in your apartment building. Maybe it's a guy at the gym. Maybe you've got a barista at your favorite cafe. You just recognize them. So let's envision that person in front of you, the neutral person. And you can say the phrases, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And so repeat those phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And to this neutral person. And again, if your mind wanders into thought, you just come back to the phrases and the feeling in your body as you say the phrases. Now, if you like, let's try extending loving kindness to what we might call the quote-unquote difficult person. You know, this may be a loved one with whom you're having some relationship challenges. It could be a colleague with whom you regularly disagree. It could even be somebody you just really don't like. So give yourself a lot of permission on this one to have whatever experience you have. You might notice your heart feels as hard as a rock. It might burst open completely to your surprise, or you might have a completely different experience. So envisioning this difficult person in front of you, see what this is like. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Remembering always that you can come back to the phrase, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. You can always use that as your phrase. It becomes really difficult to send loving kindness to the difficult person. Finally, let's send loving kindness to all beings. Imagine you can radiate loving kindness out of your chest and heart area in all directions, 360 degrees. And you can touch all the plants and the animals, children and adults, and even the rocks, the soil, the mountains, the streams, the oceans. You touch all of them with loving kindness. And just noticing what you notice as you silently repeat these phrases. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. So silently repeating those phrases, radiating out in all directions. May we all be safe, happy, healthy, and at ease. Now just take a moment to check in with your body and notice how you feel. And offer yourself some appreciation for doing this practice, investing this time in yourself, in whatever way feels right for you. And when you hear the chimes, you can open your eyes.